Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Riley County Day on the program today. We'll be talking with Riley County Commission Chair John Ford for the hour, and he's also joined this morning by Alice Massimi, who's the Public Information Officer for Riley County. We'll introduce both of them. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you again. Alice, good morning as well.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's a pleasure to have you both on. We've got John calling out from the Manhattan Airport area of town, and we've got Crystal calling in from Maine, right?
Alice calling in from Maine.
I'm sorry, Alice. I'm looking at, you know what, I'm looking at an email, and I've got an email from a Crystal. That's a mental flub on my part.
It's the first time I've been called Crystal, Brandon, it's okay.
The mind sees one thing, and I'm trying to multitask, and that doesn't work.
Been there, done that.
She kind of sounds like a Crystal on the phone this morning.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Whatever that means.
That's a compliment, by the way.
Well, it is certainly a pleasure to talk to Alice and John here this morning. We got a lot of different things to get to here this morning, and I thought we'd start with Alice here discussing some of the rebranding efforts that Riley County is undertaking right now, primarily on the digital side of things.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say necessarily rebranding, but just kind of trying to create a brand for Riley County. And one of the things that we started with was the website. When I first started, we were just starting vaccinations for COVID, so I was kind of thrown into that. But now that things have quieted down a bit on that side, we've been working on redoing the website. And one of the things that we noticed is that it's a pretty cumbersome website, and it hadn't been updated in a while and had a lot of information actually that was out of date on there. So I've been meeting with all the department heads, and we're going through page by page, making sure that we have the most up-to-date and the most pertinent information for citizens to access on the website. And then we just recently started with Civics Plus working to redesign the website. So in the coming months, you might see a new look on the Riley County website, and hoping to make it, again, you know, just a little more user-friendly, easier for people to find some of the information that they're looking for. And then at the same time, social media. We're posting there a lot more actively. In the past, I know the health department, social media was a very prominent tool, especially dealing with COVID and everything, but the Riley County Facebook page too, we're putting information on there almost daily, whether it's letting citizens know about services that are available to them that they might not know about, or closures. Over the past weekend, we had the transfer station was closed for some renovations, and so we make sure we put the information on there. We put it on the website, so just kind of working on getting the communication out to the citizens so they know what's happening and what Riley County's doing for them.
All right. I've seen a lot of counties doing this. It's not like you didn't have a Facebook page to start with. I just don't think a lot of people realize that. And I know Pottawatomie County has done that. Geary County has a Facebook page now. I don't think they used to, but they do now. So it's obviously a key tool in communicating what you need to get out.
Yeah, I think, I mean, most definitely, you know, as everything moves to social media, we've also started up some Instagram pages. If anybody enjoys Riley County history, the Historical Museum has got a page on Instagram now. We post there a couple times a week just with great old photos from Riley County, all throughout the county, not just Manhattan, but, you know, we've got some great ones from Randolph and Riley and Leonardville. And it's just, it's so cool to see these pictures, and we have people comment on them saying, oh, I used to live there, or that's my aunt, or that's my uncle, or I have memories from here or there. So in addition to getting out information about services, it's also cool just to kind of, you know, share the history of Riley County.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And for John, on your side of things, that it's good from a transparency thing as well. I know last year we were hearing criticism of the commission and not broadcasting the meetings. You guys got that done, and on the YouTube. And I must say that the YouTube channel with the Riley County Board of Commissioners is a great tool because you can go back anytime and find something that was said at a meeting.
Yeah, it was time to do that. technology and the equipment and everything it takes to do that isn't that expensive at this point in time. And, you know, particularly not just during the pandemic, but just, you know, during regular times, you know, somebody can pick that up, or they see a report from Candyman or one of the other news outlets and want to get a little bit more depth information, or it actually was discussed, said, voted on, et cetera, et cetera. They could jump right into that. And to my knowledge, we were told that they only saved them in 3 months. I actually was looking back at it over the weekend, and they're saved all the way back to the original one. I don't know when they or if they start dropping off at some point in time, but you have more than a year's worth of meetings. I can't imagine a scenario where everybody would want to go back through and go back through all of those, but if they do, that's perfectly fine. But, you know, if you wanted to catch something in particular, or catch a discussion on a specific topic or issue or something that was voted on, you have that opportunity. And we have that opportunity to go back and look at that as well. So I think it's been a really a good thing, and something that's been very, very positive.
All right. Absolutely. Well, it's certainly good to get that information pushed out. And, you know, there's a number of departments that, Alice, you have to work with. And primarily the health department seems to be the one that gets the most attention. And rightly so, during COVID times here, with all the stuff going on with that. And, you know, they continue to share information with us weekly here. I know we get those reports each Wednesday. And, you know, they're still urging us to be cautious, aren't they?
They are, and actually we've seen a significant increase in cases this past week. Some of that might be due to the July 4th celebrations, but we are seeing an increase in cases. Also, the hospital seeing an influx of patients. So, you know, for those that have been vaccinated, awesome, but we're still encouraging, you know, those that have not been vaccinated to get vaccinated, and if you're not vaccinated, to wear a mask, especially when you're out in a large large public gathering. If you're going to a concert or something, you're not vaccinated, please wear a mask, because we would prefer to not have to regress to, you know, mask mandates or anything else like that again. And really the key that to preventing that is individuals getting vaccinated, so we can stop the spread. And, you know, we saw a couple weeks ago how quickly it spread through sports teams at some of the area schools, and as school we start thinking about back to school and schools, you know, back in session. We would prefer as many students are protected as possible. And that's those 12 and over can get vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, and also parents too. So part of the outbreaks that we had were spurred by parents who were not vaccinated, and then transferring it to their students, to their kids, who then transferred it to other students, who then brought it home to their families and, you know, infected their parents. So get vaccinated. The health department is still offering vaccines. Many local pharmacies are still offering vaccines. And if you have questions, discuss it with your doctor and, you know, and get any of those reassurances that you might need from them.
I know there was a clinic held at the Sunset Zoo last weekend on Saturday. Do you have any idea? Do we have numbers yet from that? Do you know?
So I do not, Brandon. As you mentioned, I'm in Maine, so I was a little out of the loop on how Saturday went. But when I issue the press release tomorrow, I'll have that data by then and can provide that to the community.
Okay.
Actually, Brandon, I can answer that question. They had,
there you go.
I think 32 or 34. I was on a call yesterday afternoon out at that, and it kind of caught them by surprise. They had enough resources and enough vaccine to accomplish it, but kind of caught them by surprise. And I think maybe with this Delta variant in place and the fact that we're seeing a younger, much younger population than we've seen before, that getting a little bit sicker with this and requiring hospitalizations, that maybe that's changing the mindset just a little bit. So, and we've got some other things planned down the road as well, in terms of, you know, mobile type of clinic. So there'll still be plenty of opportunities to be able to get a vaccine still, if you're a person that's still sitting on the fence about it. Hmm.
But now, when you say they were surprised, they expected a lower number then? Is that what I'm gathering?
Well, I don't know that they were expecting a low number. I just don't think they were expecting maybe 30 in the time frame and at the time that they were actually doing it, compared to, like, you know, the clinic that they had out at Juneteenth. And granted, it's, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think they had two, if I remember right. So when you're making those comparisons, you don't expect to go from two to maybe 30 in one setting. So, but you know, nothing has been consistent at times with any of this. So, I mean, it is what it is, and I would suggest that obviously in this case, 30 is better than two, and we'll continue to get those groups of people as these events come up and they're available. I know we're in the midst of planning one out here at my place of work, Florence, and trying to get some other larger businesses with larger congregate groups of people into that process as well. And I still think as we get into the fall, there'll be available opportunities to get back out to the smaller communities during some of the late summer and fall events to be able to do that still too. So there'll still be plenty of opportunities to get numbers of people vaccinated, I think.
All right. Allison, I'm sure you'd encounter this too. A lot of folks are maybe getting tired of COVID news or COVID just being in the news, period. How much longer do you anticipate doing these weekly reports?
I'm sorry, what was that? How long do we anticipate the weekly reports?
Right.
I think for the foreseeable future, there's still, I think, a need to get that information out. I think there's also, to inform people about the Delta variant and the current situation in Riley County, what we're encountering. And so I know just from a website perspective, the coronavirus updates are still the most looked at page on our website. So as long as there's an appetite, significant appetite, we'll continue to provide that information so that we can be transparent regarding the current situation in Riley County.
All right. Very good. Is there anything else, Alice, you wanted to talk about here this morning?
Just one last thing. We have the Safe Summer Challenge right now. People might have seen kind of bingo cards throughout Riley County. I know we have some at the county office building. There's some at the City Hall, Manhattan City Hall, and I know they drop them off at other locations, and it's super simple. Just complete a bingo on the bingo card and take a picture and send it to us via Facebook or Instagram, and then we will send you a $5 gift card to some of the local businesses in Riley County, and we have more information on the Riley County website. But, you know, hey, $5 gift card is a $5 gift card, so...
Absolutely. That's great. RileyCountyKS.gov. That's the page to go for that. Well, Alice, I'll let you go here. We'll continue the rest of the hour with John. Have fun in Maine, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Going to wrap up segment number one here, and we'll continue in focus after these words with John Ford here on News Radio KMAN.